plate a potential nugget.
Amy, you also talk about psychological safety in a variety of settings. You know, one end of the spectrum, we have high volume repetitive work, like in an assembly plant, a fast food restaurant, kidney dialysis center, and so on, where we need to watch out for a lapse in quality or attention. And on the other end of the spectrum, we have creative pursuits, right? Google X, Pixar, and the like. When I say creative, I mean innovative or creative pursuits. What are the nuances in driving psychological safety in these different types of situations?
Such an important question. And nuance is the right word, because fundamentally, psychological safety matters across the spectrum. Whether you're doing high volume or recurring work, or whether you're doing one-off, crazy, innovative projects. But it matters in different ways. And I guess the simplest way to put it is that in relatively routine work, the reason it matters is for continuous improvement and for catching and correcting small deviations, you know, small errors that slip in because we're tired or maybe someone isn't yet up to speed on their training. And so if you want to make, you know, a perfect automobile, for example, everybody's got to be paying exquisite attention to the work. And so if someone sees something that's not quite right, or if someone needs help to execute their task, if there isn't psychological safety, neither one of those two things will happen, right? They're not going to speak up about a possible imperfection or error. They're not going to ask for help when they're in over their head, and the quality will suffer. So you need psychological safety for the routine tasks of continuous improvement and of beautiful execution to spec. Whereas on the other end of the spectrum, let's say Google X or a scientific laboratory, you need psychological safety to be willing to take big bets, to be willing to do things that might not work out as planned. And in the middle, and I'll describe the middle as the reasonably well understood activities that you might do in a supply chain or in a hospital emergency room that are still subject to some uncertainty and some customization, so that it's a sort of a nice combination of routine and judgment that's required. And there, psychological safety plays a crucial role in people's willingness to speak up when they think that's the wrong judgment, or wait a minute, maybe we should try this. And, you know, to sort of intervene in a way that prevents the work from falling into the routine when it's not really fully routine, or in a way that allows people to discover a better process. So I guess the main point here is that psychological safety always matters, and the research has shown this, it matters more when there's higher uncertainty. When there's higher uncertainty, the performance difference from having psychological safety versus not having it is greater than when the work is more certain and more routine.
And also, I'm thinking in terms of the profile of the people, let's say driving psychological safety on the shop floor in a Walmart or a Home Depot, and let's say Google X, the profiles of the people are different, if you know what I mean.
Oh, so yes.
In your research, is there a nuance in the way we drive it, given the different clusters of people we might be working with?
You know, you would think that the differences would be bigger than they probably are. In the following way, the people are very different. Their skills are very different. The work environments are, of course, different. But the human being is quite similar. The psychology of being human, we all share. And part of the psychology of being human is that we don't like our imperfection, right? Whether you are a worker on an assembly line or a CEO, you have this very deep desire to be seen well by others And sometimes you mistake that desire with a need to feel like people think you're perfect. And of course, none of us are perfect. And it's that human reluctance to ever be wrong or to ever be less than that gets in the way of doing excellent work in a fast-changing, complex world. So I guess because my emphasis is on human psychology and interpersonal dynamics, I see more similarities than differences. But I do appreciate that the differences matter.
Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.